there.
It
was good. Oh, you should watch the music video. I saw it. Yeah, he's doing all the martial arts. And they repeat like the same thing. Oh, it's a good singing. There's some parts where he gets really out of Sing along, Bill, sing along.
I don't know what.
Get the lyrics,
That's the only part I know. We'll get to it.
Hey,
you
getting any farther?
Now it faces everybody. But I'm so close.
And I'm
further away.
I'm number one.
No, it's
the star.
It's gonna be really weird.
Oh, yeah, we have special guests.
Special guests. You probably figured out by now. We've been talking
about they don't know our names.
Oh, right.
This is Phil.
Philip, what's his last name?
Wong.
Philip Wong. It's been revealed. That's Phil's last name.
But like a really long Wong, like Wong.
Like W-O-O-O-N-G.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Chris, what are you doing?
Now it's not going to be all slancy this way.
Don't worry about it, Chris.
Shut up, Phil.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dear.
It's gonna sound like Tetris now.
Cameron, why are you playing Tetris, Cameron?
Cameron.
The cheese
tray. Oh, yeah, we also have special guest Cameron.
Hey,
say
Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
You're back from Trinidad already?
Yeah.
This is Skype.
Oh, Skype. Oh, wow. Skype sucks.
Well, do your best Cameron impression.
Me?
Yeah.
I am Cameron. I do an impression.
Oh, do your best Chris impression, Cameron.
I'm Cameron.
But that's not a Chris impression. Okay, Cameron.
Don't you have Tetris Advanced?
Why are you playing Tetris Advanced?
It's not, you know, it's the one you're not playing.
Like this is the Tetris, the GBA one.
The GBA one. You're playing that little Nintendo, like Game Boy.
Two generations just, out of
this
date.
This is better. What's on Tetris Advanced?
I don't know, better colors.
Better colors, yeah.
Advanced does it have colors. Does it have the classic Tetris though?
Yeah. It's more advanced though.
Probably.
With synthesizers
better music,
and guitars.
Yeah.
And shine and stuff.
This is pretty cool too.
Is that the only game you have?
No.
Sweet.
That and like Zelda.
Zelda, which one?
I have Golden Sun 2.
Link to the Past.
I'm not like, oh, the Golden Sun 2.
What's it called?
Golden Sun 2.
Link's Awakening.
That game was so boring.
I know.
Half of the game you had to get powers to go to the island.
I know.
To get the giant hand.
I didn't even make it that far. I was on a mountaintop and I stopped. Where's Isaac?
Remember reading the FAQ, it's like, alright, now that you got this power, you can use that power to go to this place to get another power.
I wonder if they did that on like purpose, just so they can like wait and make Golden Sun 3 and then sell it. Which they didn't do.
Did you beat Golden Sun 3?
No.
Did anyone beat Golden
Phil
Sun 3?
Phil did.
Phil, you beat it?
The first one?
It was like
no,
Golden
the
Sun
one,
2.
I got to the very last part,
and
then I stopped.
Reminds you of me and Zelda.
Yeah, I don't finish games. Except Smash Brothers.
And Tetris.
How do you finish Smash Brothers?
Getting everything.
Oh, yeah.
All trophies, finish all challenges.
Did you really get all trophies?
I'm working on it.
Oh, then you have to also be the best in the world.
I know.
Against everybody.
With no ranking system.
No ranking system.
You just claim it.
Yeah.
I beat everyone. I heard they're working on a channel, especially for Smash Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where it's like ranks and like, you know.
That'd be cool.
Where?
That'd be cool.
Where would they do that?
On the Wii channel.
On the Wii channel, I just
said. Not like TV channel. Super Smash Bros.
Is this a bad guy? Or is it a good guy?
Huh?
Good guy?
It's a bad guy.
Bad guy, but he has the common...
He's a bad guy. The what?
The bug thing. He looks like the Masked Rider guy.
Rider? Power Rangers.
This is Power Rangers?
It's a Power Ranger?
It's not a Power Ranger.
He's the Green Ranger.
Yeah, advanced.
Everybody likes the Green Ranger.
His Green Ranger's the best.
Tommy, save me, Tommy.
No one liked the Blue Ranger.
I did.
That makes one of you.
You're alone. Even he didn't like
Billy.
Really? He's like, Billy, I suck.
He didn't have much camera time either.
I know.
How did I think about
later
it?
Later on, he did, right?
This guy looks cool.
What's that?
Who's
that?
This guy?
Is that a Power Ranger?
It's Trini.
Yeah.
When she comes back.
Well, like armored and stuff. It's like a Chinese soldier all of a sudden or something.
She's like hair in the back.
Oh. Yeah, she's back.
Oh, yeah. Back from the dead.
It's Resident Evil.
Hey, don't pull her apart. What are you doing? Stop.
No, he's killing Trini again.
Trini,
what are you doing?
He's trying to pull out the torso.
Don't do that.
Are those made in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not bringing that. Those are pretty good. Pretty well made.
Is that a challenge?
It reduced its value. Broken in half.
It says China. It doesn't say Japan.
Oh, China. That means it sucks.
It means I can break it.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Black.
Phil's still too busy.
It'll be cool if it made like a Trini sound. No.
No.
Saber to the tiger.
It's a lion.
Yeah. Same thing. It's not.
Sabretooth lion.
Saber.
So how come you're not talking?
He's playing Tetris. Like he waited till the podcast started to play Tetris.
You guys need to learn how to host a podcast.
I'm a guest, remember? I don't know how.
Let's just not say anything.
All right. Power Rangers too. That's right.
Everything here is Power Rangers. Even Batman and Robin.
Even Hellboy.
And Hellboy. Hellboy's a Power Ranger.
He's so pissed off every time.
But is he beige ranger or red ranger? But he's wearing
he's
a beige
maroon.
Jacket.
It's maroon.
Oh, maroon ranger. Okay.
But that's not bad. But he's got no helmet though. Just like a face.
Yeah, he just has a face. They all have faces.
Batman and Superman are there too.
Yeah. And this thing.
What is that from a game?
I don't know. Phil, what is this?
Busy. That's from Power. No, that's from the Japanese one.
Oh,
the Japanese
one. It's like a training.
Is that Alpha
training
Alpha?
Thingy.
Power Rangers?
It's supposed to be bigger, but.
Alpha 9?
I don't think that's even in the Power
Rangers. Where's Fox?
It's
Star Fox.
Star Fox.
And then the elephant.
Oh, yeah, the gorilla.
Did you see the new screenshots from that Mandrill 3 game?
Oh, no, no.
It looks so weird. Everything looks so plasticky. And they've, like, changed, like, Banjo's design. I think he's all blocky.
Seriously?
His nose is a block.
All right.
His nose is a
block. Welcome to...
Can I Nothing Podcast.
Podcast.
Banjo's nose is a block. 22.
Welcome.
To Can I Nothing Podcast.
Hello, special guest here.
So, as usual, we've talked for about 10 minutes of nothing. 11 minutes of nothing. That's how every podcast starts. Please, it's for Power Rangers. I like Power Rangers.
Technically, we only talked for 7 minutes.
That's true.
So you want us to
Jackie Chan
like,
was.
Well, we were talking
during minutes.
Jackie Chan a little.
Nobody
we like
hear that.
Tung-way. What's on the topic list? Let's get down to business.
Business.
To defeat the lies.
What is
business? Did they send me daughter when I asked for sons? How are you going to check the topic list?
He's putting his money away.
Give me
credit
card.
Credit card.
Look at this stuff.
That's
how you begin your podcast.
Obsessed with it, though.
How old is that?
Like 99, 90,
98, 99,
something like
that. You're playing
catch up, Phil. Well, I saw it a long time ago, though.
But it's still great.
Yeah.
Well,
especially that song. Do you only listen to new music, dude?
Like, new Disney music?
Yeah. What do they
no,
have?
They don't make musicals anymore. Barely.
High School Musical.
They had Enchanted. That was really
High School Musical. Oh, they're going to have that one, Rock Camp.
Oh, yeah, with the Jonas
Brothers.
Have you
seen the previews? And they're not even doing rock and roll. They're doing their High School Musical dance number stuff. And they're like, Rock Camp.
That's going to fail.
Where's the rock and roll? Where's I want to see Linkin Park in this movie.
Jonas Brothers.
Smart
guy. Jonas Brothers.
Is that a real song?
Is that their song?
We are Jonas. Every band needs to have a song about themselves.
That's true.
Linkin Park.
I don't know. You listen to Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
Not the first album.
The first album.
Oh. It should be on the first album, though.
That's it, that Linkin Park. Sounds like a seal.
That was from Coldplay.
Oh, right. It wasn't R.
Did you hear their cover song of.
That's sort of like a long time ago.
You should listen to it.
I think it's on the site, right?
It's the best song ever.
No, I don't think it's on the site.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's the sign.
Oh, yeah, it is, because that's how we remember we get linked to it a lot. That's our number one hit of the stats. Everyone goes to that. Because they're like looking for Coldplay every day.
And they're like, but well, why is that? What the hell?
Gotta listen. Everybody who hasn't listened to it, you have to.
See, it sounds like the real thing. Because it kinda is.
That's why it's beta version. We were gonna record our own parts.
Yeah.
And then we trap you with
it. Put it up though. You can hear that feedback. It makes it even better.
We are Coldplay.
This is the most popular thing on the site.
Coldplay.
It's one of those like MP3 search engines.
Oh,
you can put in Coldplay and Scientist.
You
think what they get? They listen to it. They probably get mad.
I want to download this.
What is this?
People with 56 kills would be really pissed off.
Yeah. Because it starts off normal, and then suddenly,
we didn't even get to the good party.
Yeah.
All right, the coffee.
This
keeps going.
This is a long song.
Now it just loops over again.
Okay. Yay!
Yay!
Good job, Coldplay.
No wonder you win all those Grammys.
Yeah, so if you ever heard that, go to our music section, look for the Scientist Beta. Yeah.
Written won by the Grammy Coldplay. For Best New Song.
Why isn't that on YouTube? It should be on YouTube.
Yeah, why isn't it on YouTube?
Because it's just a song.
No, you can film yourself. Make a music video.
I'm like anime and just
put... Yeah. Some anime music. Like
Dragon Ball Z music video.
You'd be surprised how many people would actually watch that.
Probably,
music.
I know.
We are Coldplay.
Yeah. That was back in the day when we, yeah, and that the howling part, Derek said he howls at some part in the sound.
Yeah,
it was like, howl, howl, Phil. Oh! That's where I was born. Alright, sorry for the long start. We're gonna get started.
Yeah. Two songs.
Okay, Derek's hosting this month.
I can't see the topic list.
I'll do the top list. You tell me what to do.
Okay. Phil, read the topic list. What's number one on the topic list?
Intervention filming.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't... Do you care if we tell them the name of the skit?
I think we already did.
Oh. Okay.
Before.
Okay, tell them about it, Derek.
Intervention is for what? The variety show?
I don't know.
Not anymore.
No? Are we just going to release it on its own?
No.
Then you do know.
It is, you should know French. Too. It's your show too.
I keep forgetting what is and what isn't because the
intervention is a skit we did for the variety show.
Yeah, it feels back to being host now
because I'm incompetent. I don't know what's what.
Yeah, Jude. In case if you listen to our podcast archive, every time we come to Derek's stuff, like, oh Derek, talk about this new release that you did. Derek's like, it came out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he says like a few lines.
And oh, Derek, what's coming up with you? Oh, I got Trashmation 5. How's that going? It's pretty good. Okay. So, that's why Derek can't host.
Yep.
Anyway, that's a skit we did. And,
last week?
Yeah, last Monday
we filmed it twice. The whole thing over twice.
The first time we did it the way we normally film. And we had all these light problems and stuff. And the second time, we had a better light set up and we filmed it differently.
Well, I'm sure if it was Derek who filmed it, he wouldn't mind the first time.
But I have no standards for cinematography.
Yeah, it'd just be really dark and it would sound bad. It's like, oh, how's that acting? Yeah, it's all right.
But Derek has a skit coming up soon.
All right.
Are you actually going to do cinematography for that?
Probably not.
Because you're going to direct it.
We'll just stick some lights in random directions. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's artsy that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about that.
We're still talking about this.
Yeah. Oh, intervention. What else is there to say? You're not going to see it till the show's done.
When's the show going to be
done? Start editing it, though?
No, I captured everything. Oh. I finished yesterday or Saturday.
And you'll probably like Chris's costume. It looked really good.
Chris,
I improvised.
Yeah. Chris plays Martha. Martha Johnson.
Is that a
that's
guy?
All,
or
that's
is
all
that
you're going to know.
It's a mother.
Generic.
A paranoid mother.
That's the point. They all have generic names. I'm Gerald. Derek is Bobby.
Like, what? The day of the filming, he feels like, oh yeah, Chris, you have a British accent. Like, oh, fantastic.
But you did it. You did it good.
Not really.
That's why... You guys should read the script before. And
I wrote anything about
memorize your lines and come up with your character. Because if I say you have a British accent, you say no, I practiced it like this. I'm Australian.
I practice it like my normal voice. That's how I practice.
You're quashing your soul, Gerald. That's a line.
Okay, so yeah, it'll come someday.
Yeah, these guys will see it before.
Cool.
Even Jude?
No. If you want to see it, I can send you a link when it's done.
Alright.
Alright.
Yeah.
Jude's in the pot here.
Yeah, and so...
When's Jude going to be
here? I want to get him for the variety show somewhere.
And today.
Today? Well, yeah, today we are going to film...
So that's it for intervention.
Yeah.
What's next on the topic?
Today...
We can fly.
Updates. We're going to film a small movie called We Can Fly from a concept Derek wrote earlier this year.
It's pretty cool.
I wrote the script a little while ago, and it's short, but it's, yeah, like Chris said, it's cool.
And Jude's in it.
Jude's in it. Chris is in it. Derek's in it. And we're going to film today, but then the weather was all bad. The weather got all bad, and then...
Oh, I didn't know.
We couldn't reschedule, and everyone's going away and doing all this stuff. At the end of this month.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, so we're just putting it off till next month. And I also decided that I'm going to build a steady cam to do this.
Yeah.
So that's even if today was good weather, then I wouldn't have done it anyways.
Are you going to film yourself making a steady cam? Making a documentary.
No. We're recording a Home Depot today.
And then you should have like conflict with yourself.
Exactly.
Why isn't this working?
We could. When I get back.
Where are you going, Phil?
Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is going to
San
Francisco
San, or San
Diego?
San
Antonio?
San Antonio?
San Andreas?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Ow.
You use a zipper your chin?
Yeah.
I did that once with my winter coat. Zaka!
Was it bleeding?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh man. I never did it that bad.
Was it like really sharp or something?
I don't know. I mean, my chin just gets stuck in the zipper. Yeah, so We Can Fly. That's about people who can fly.
Is that in the variety show or is that...
No, that's going to be a separate thing.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to do it this week because I wanted to get something out for May and before I left. But then Chris is also gone next week, which also would have been a good week to do it.
Since I'm back on Tuesday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll see if I can build my steady cam by then.
Actually,
I thought you were gonna go for a while.
Just for a long weekend.
It's a long weekend.
Isn't there like
Victoria Day?
Okay. Happy Victoria Day!
Happy Victoria Day!
What's that?
For Queen Victoria.
She's Chris, do your best British accent. Your best Queen Victoria British accent.
Happy Queen Victoria Day.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. Pretty good.
The Queen would be proud.
Yeah, so maybe we can film that next week. Who knows?
I thought you were gone next week.
No, I'm gone on the 26th.
Oh,
that's in 2 weeks from now.
Oh.
Monday, the 26th.
Oh, okay.
So if I build a steady cam by then, I'll probably be lazy and won't get it done.
Tell the guy to stop mowing his lawn.
Yeah, who's mowing his
lawn? His
neighbor next door. Anyway. Yep.
What's next on the topic list?
I was going to go into something, I forgot. Oh, yeah, me and Derek might film some other stuff instead this week.
All right.
One or two skits.
Amazing Guys?
No.
No, for the variety show.
Oh,
we have
Amazing
to
Guys.
We have to get that going.
Amazing Guys HD.
Nah.
With lights and stuff.
Amazing Guys.
That way. That'd be so bad.
Yeah, Jude was only here for one time when he had to do the lighting.
Yeah.
For what's it called? For every other thing, it's like
HD.
5 minutes of like lighting time and like 1 second of recording.
Wow. Hey, that's the way it goes. If you want films to be good, you need good
so
lighting.
Times.
Really?
Yeah,
just waiting.
In costume.
I'm gonna give you guys new jobs here.
No!
Hey, I'm already directing and filming and editing and stuff, so you guys have to do more.
No! I'm already...
You guys, Derek is the gaffer.
Oh.
Chris is the grip. The gaffer, is the head of the lighting department. Chris is the grip. So the gaffer can tell the grip what to do.
All right. You are
maybe. So you can't pass on your job. You can tell him what to do. So you know, put this light up here, tape the cords to the floor, this
Derek
and that.
Derek will be a lazy gaffer. He'll just be like, put it over there. Okay.
Jude can be
stunt double.
The best boy.
What's that?
The best boy is the one who like coordinates and schedules people.
Okay.
So
well,
Jude
technically is. Remember from all those candy parties?
Yeah.
Who's already the coordinator for all that?
Who's our gopher?
Gopher.
Alex.
No! Donuts. No, Alex go is gonna like kick bagel. You before he gives
he'll
you the
be like, Alex will be assistant director, and assistant directors always just get coffee and tell people to be quiet and stuff.
Alright.
So when we're filming, I say, okay, we're filming, and Alex goes, everybody quiet on the set. And if you don't be quiet, he'll take that knife thingy him and Eric were fighting about, and he'll start jabbing you with it.
Stupid knife. Alright.
What's Eric's job?
Eric is...
Promoter.
Just run around outside. Intervention! Watch intervention!
I need to go turn the AN channel. What the hell?
Yeah. We should get signs so when we're filming our thing, because we're going to film in the park. So we should put signs around, you know, like student film in progress, please.
That might make people want
exactly.
To
exactly.
They're like, whatever.
I'm on TV.
Exactly.
You see what they do on the news, right? When they're filming live.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. A whole bunch of people died on the
It's funny.
Like,
anytime, you know, in front of Much Music on the street, every time they film there, nobody really does that. They always just, they're just like, and they walk away.
It's true, it's true.
Well, I think because they see it every day, they really have no, because
yes,
everyone there
yeah.
has just had their opportunity to
it's
do it.
Just Much Music.
I did it like 2 years ago, it's so boring.
Yeah, it's not the cat of nothing.
Exactly.
7 years. 8 years.
Oh yeah, August. Oh.
Are you
going to
celebrate for that, or are you
going to
wait till
10?
Doing anything special?
Is there
special?
Another rap song coming
up? Yeah, I don't know what we'll do. See, we can't just do the same thing every year. New rap song.
New rap song.
New birthday video. Spy cake. Greg Lucas.
I'm Greg Lucas.
Hey, man, hey. My Star Wars toys.
Are you doing another film challenge this year?
Yeah, that's coming in. We'll make that in August.
August
so it's
edition.
Part of the, so it's part of the birth month celebrations.
Okay.
So get your ideas ready.
Yeah, you have a few months to go. We'll do that. Next thing on our topic list. A Game of Champs trailer. Remember from
the
last
Tetris
podcast,
one?
We talked about a fake trailer called the Game of Champs, or a Game of Champs about Tetris. And I finally got my Tetris game, and we can start that when I get back as well.
All right, and that's Variety Show or what?
No, that's a separate thing.
How do you decide what's in the Variety Show?
If it's a skit,
is that a skit?
No, it's a trailer.
Oh,
like a trailer you see when you sit in the theaters.
Skit?
No, because it has more of an opening and an ending. See, a skit just jumps into it. You watch Mad TV. They walk through the door. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. And they start the jokes. This one has an opening, and has an ending.
What about Lord of the Bling?
What's Lord of the Bling?
That's from Mad TV. It had an opening and an ending.
What's different?
Yeah, the black...
They're mad. Unconventional.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. If you don't have Tetris DX, get that.
For Game Boy Color.
For Game Boy Color.
Yeah. That's the best
or
Tetris
original
game.
Game Boy, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Does the DS play old Game Boy game?
No.
Just GBA.
That's why you shouldn't get a. That's why you should get a GBA SP.
I have a GBA SP.
Yeah, don't get a DS. What's on the DS? What's classic on the DS?
Brainy.
New Super Mario Brothers.
Train your brain when it's dead.
Oh, how many Super Mario games are on for Game Boy SP?
None.
Yeah, Super Mario Land.
Oh, well, those are old. You want?
But there's so many.
You want polygons?
Train your brain when it's dead.
And brain age.
Brain age.
And then the world ends with you.
Yeah, and Final Fantasy and stuff.
All the remakes.
Handhelds are only good if they play the old stuff too.
What if it's
forever?
The first time it's
crying. Not good. That's why the PSP isn't as big as Game Boy Advance SP.
Because it should have played like Game Gear games.
Exactly.
PlayStation games.
Well,
yeah. See, now that Sega's like kind of just working the rounds with everybody, they should make all their old games available on every system.
Like release like Sonic the Hedgehog 1 on the Wii or something
on the
PS3.
You know what they should have done with the Wii? They should have made it bigger and let it hold Super Nintendo games, NES games, N64 games.
You can download those.
They
Why would
make,
you want to download
they,
it?
They want to make money from it. They make a lot of money from that.
Yeah. It's like $10 a game.
Yeah, they do.
I don't want to. I want to play it with the right controllers too. So, you know, make it even bigger, put all the ports. Maybe now, see, you don't have to have the multi-extension thingy for... For what? Raw.
The multi-tap.
Yeah, the multi-tap.
Don't need a multi-tap. Well, the multi-extension thing.
Forgot what it's called. Tap.
You're like power cord.
Tap, you know, it's like, X like a long power cord. You know.
See, and then the Wii will be like this big.
That's like, who wants to carry that around to their friend's house?
Why would you need to carry it anywhere?
They don't have it.
Everybody will get it.
Everyone will get it, yeah. It's
true. Of course. Will that go online, or is that...
It'll have online for the games that, the newer games that use it.
Oh, why can't I play like Super Mario 2 online?
Because that's not the right experience.
Why not?
It's
not the original way.
It's like we played that Bruce Lee game online. That was pretty good. I mean, beat it.
Speaking of Bruce Lee.
You're watching Bruce Lee movies?
Yeah.
They're good.
Not Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury is bad.
Do you know all the stories about the weird name changing that went on with it?
No.
Okay, you know how when they brought them over, they had Hong Kong titles?
Yeah.
And then when they brought them here, they changed the names for some reason?
Yeah.
In Hong Kong, the first two movies were called, in this order, The Big Boss and Fist of Fury. When they brought them here, they wanted to change them to The Chinese Connection for The Big Boss and Fists of Fury for Fist of Fury. But somehow those got switched, so the Big Boss became Fist of Fury, and Fist of Fury became the Chinese Connection.
Okay.
Like Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Except they just changed the numbers.
Yeah.
But still, it's confusing.
It's not like Final Fantasy VI over here is
Fist of Fury.
The Legend of Terra.
Children of Power over here.
Children of
Chinese Connection.
Yeah, and then Return of the Dragon became Way of the Dragon.
Way of the Jedi. That should be
cool. Renegade Jedi. Forgot what I was gonna say.
Revenge of the Sith.
No. Hey, so don't good. Hit my thing.
Best lines ever, man. Best lines ever.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna. Derek and Chris are gonna reenact Revenge of the Sith scenes. Action. Derek is Obi-Wan.
But it wasn't on Sunday. I know.
This is the scene.
You were the chosen one.
This is the
Bring
scene.
Bring balance to the Force, not destroy it.
Okay.
You were like a brother to me.
We're both Obi-Wan now.
Okay. I hate you.
I like after his arms are cut off, he's just on the ground like.
The best actor ever.
I feel like I got a jump, but I haven't got it.
From my point of view, the Jedi are evil. Then you truly are lost.
Well, the best one was like when he says he killed all the women and children.
Yeah, that was episode two.
I killed them all.
Women, children, younglings.
Oh, that's so terrible.
He says he killed. Younglings!
Don't let that turn you away from those films.
Yeah. It just makes it better, don't worry.
Even though they're newer, there's still Star Wars and they're classic because of that.
Even Samuel L. Jackson was bad.
Oh, yeah,
oh, speaking of Samuel L. Jackson, Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's next on our... Not really.
Yeah, we saw Iron Man.
That's why Jude's here, because we saw it with Jude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jude.
Hi, Jude.
What did you think of Iron Man, Jude?
That's what Jude thinks. The Iron Man.
Remember when Nelson sang that in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
So, like, every 5 minutes during Iron Man, Chris is like, War Machine! There's War Machine!
And then
he had us like five like
next time, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, War Machine.
Does War Machine also get that thing in his chest or no?
I think he does, yeah. But oh. No, like, not the same thing that Tony Stark has in his body, but, like, as part of the suit.
Oh, I thought he'd look at Tony Stark in the chest.
Because remember, that thing powers the suit, right?
Right, right.
So I think...
He just gets a
war machine. War machine gets kidnapped by terrorists.
He's, like, shrapnel in the chest.
Yeah.
Well, he has Tony Stark to shoot him in the chest.
Shoot shrapnel.
Come on, bro.
I don't understand how he still lives with, like, bits of metal in his heart. Even though it's not... like attacking his heart, it's still there.
Maybe it's not attacking.
Should he get like poison or something? Kind of poisoning right on there.
Oh well.
Oh well, it's Marvel. So is that Thor movie coming out 2010 or is that Captain America?
Who's playing Thor?
Iron Man 2 is supposed to come out 2010.
Hayden Christensen.
From my point of view, Jedi people.
Movie.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Saving those lines.
It's a Star Wars ride. Where's my saber? This is a hammer.
My light hammer.
Light hammer.
It's technically kind of right.
Yeah.
Why is it blue? It's kind of hot in here.
Yeah, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Because so, we're talking and all that.
Take off your sweater thing.
All
oh,
right.
Sweater thing.
Sweater thing. Oh, yeah.
Sweater thing. Project Speedboxing. Hells yeah. So, is that it for Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Yeah, so Jude, what did you
think of
Iron Man?
I said Iron Man.
All you did was sing Iron Man.
Oh, I thought that was enough for them.
I know. Doesn't that express how he feels about it?
Don't,
yeah, it's
awesome. Should you warn them of spoilers or just, you know?
I don't care.
Just say
we always give spoilers for every movie.
Spoiler alert. There you go.
There might be one. I just thought it was pretty good. I think it was better than any superhero movie I've seen thus far.
You know what I want to know? Why did they show Batman a trailer on a Marvel movie?
I know.
They're not like really connected to each other. It wasn't like during Iron Man. You saw like a trailer of this movie looks awesome.
No, but you see in the Marvel comic books, they're like advertisements for DC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's so weird.
Like DC products are, yeah, it's just the products, not really their comic books.
Oh.
Well, Marvel can like say, hey. No, we're not allowed to show Batman during that show.
Maybe
we'll see Iron Man 2 for Batman.
Yeah.
Possible.
Or the Hulk.
Or the
Hulk.
I got anyone, Phil, you going to watch
that? I'm going to see the Hulk.
Yeah, no, don't maybe. Watch it.
Why not?
Do you
don't support
it. Have you heard any early reviews on it? Or?
No, it's not out.
You're just getting gold for it.
You're not going to watch it, right?
I don't know.
No, don't watch it.
We'll see. I'll go.
Why don't you?
Are you going to watch that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Happening?
Oh, no.
Oh, that already came out.
Speaking of M. Night Shyamalan, I was watching Stuart Little, and he has credit for the screenplay.
Yeah, he does. That's
weird.
Really sad. Like,
what was the
M. Night Shyamalan?
He wasn't a mouse.
He wasn't a mouse.
It's a Michael J.
Just a voice that Michael
J. It's all in his imagination. He thinks he's a mouse.
And he wakes up in a coffin. What the hell? What the hell? I hate you.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. And the guy who... the cinematographer for Hellboy is the cinematographer for that. Stuart Little? Yeah.
Isn't he also doing Shyamalan? Isn't he also doing that Airbender movie?
Yeah, Avatar.
Avatar, the cartoon.
I wonder what the twist is going to be on that.
I heard Speed Racer didn't do well in the box.
Exactly.
Of course it didn't!
It got like
it was like Iron Man, then that Vegas movie, and then Speed Racer.
Ashton Kutcher.
And Cameron Diaz. Oh, I thought Speed Racer was third.
Nah,
that's kind of weird.
Speed Racer made, I think, 20 million.
Yeah.
That guy from Party of Five was in it, I can't believe it.
Which guy?
You know the old brother guy?
Oh, Charlie?
Yeah, he was the mysterious brother or something.
Full Racer X.
I'm like, spoilers.
Matthew Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is the main guy? Who played the Speed Racer?
Emil Hirsch.
He's the guy from...
I don't know why it's still the
he's
name.
He's from that movie that I...
Revenge of the Sith.
No. You know that movie about the skateboarding people? And the surfing? Remember that movie I told you about?
Blue Crush?
No.
They skateboard and surf?
Three people are skateboarding.
Is it the one where whenever they advertise it, they have that yellow diamond sign in the picture with them?
I'm thinking of that skateboarding movie. It's like, Lords
of Dogtown. Yeah, Lords of Dogtown.
He wasn't that?
Yeah, he was the badass skater.
I thought that was like a documentary.
No, he's the racer.
It was based on real life, but like, you know,
just like Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Speed Racer based on real life.
Yeah. And then he was in that movie with Justin Timberlake.
It's based on, I don't remember where Justin Timberlake, so like, you know, that guy.
Yeah, he was actually the main character though.
Oh yeah. Oh, he was the guy who gets killed.
No, he's the guy who lost.
I still don't care.
I still don't care.
But I knew he looked familiar though. I just wanted to use. Thanks for the information.
No problem.
And John Goodman.
Would you watch it on DVD, Chris?
Once or ever.
I'd watch it, yeah. I would never saw it because I don't pay for it.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
See, I want to see it, but I have a feeling that other than the races, it's going to be really boring.
Yeah.
And it's too family friendly.
Is it too family friendly?
It's supposed to be a family movie.
I know, it's like PG-13.
It's PG.
Oh.
Phil likes his blood and guts and Speed Racer sex and stuff. Sure. I think Iron Man's PG-13.
So Derek, what did you think of Iron Man?
Yeah. I liked Iron Man. That was pretty good. Everybody seems to think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's nobody who's really saying there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah,
that's what I think. It's not a.
Chris has an opinion.
The movie wasn't spectacular, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing really bad about it.
So I just wanted more explosions, but I guess I'm asking for too much.
More Iron Man.
More, you know, hyper. No, wait.
Hyper beam. Cable will show up.
Oh, sorry, guys. Oh, they should make a Marvelous Capcom movie. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I'd actually go to the theater and start like, yelling out all those.
Hyper Barrage! Huge Jackman! Berserker Barrage! Tornado Claw! Hey, there's that. There's that Mortal Kombat.
Behold, Optic Blast! That's so dumb.
Behold, Optic Blast!
Storm!
That's all she says.
Storm?
Yeah, that's all she says.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Storm's real name again? Like Aurora?
Aurora Monroe.
Aurora Monroe.
That's not even African.
Oh, there's a new X-Men cartoon coming out called Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, yeah?
Wolverine and the X-Men?
Yeah. Okay, it's weird, because then Professor X is gone for some reason, and then he tells him, the X-Men have to band together, and you, Wolverine, must lead them.
Whoa.
Is he getting like a floating wheelchair or something?
No. Aww.
Is it done by the same guys who did that X-Men Evolution stuff?
Yeah, it looks the same.
Oh, yeah.
Evolution.
It looks like a decent cartoon. Like, if you're into the comics, I think you'll...
cartoon, too.
Oh, yeah?
Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah, with the girl that dies, Peter Parker's girlfriend.
Gwen Stacy?
Oh, yeah.
I
didn't want to watch that.
What is that coming out?
I don't know.
Because MTV Spider-Man was bad.
But the writer for Gargoyles is working on it, too.
Greg Wiseman. I don't know who Greg Wiseman is. I don't even remember Gargoyles that much.
Gargoyles, man.
It was so mature for, like, a kid show.
That's all I know.
Xanatos.
That's an awesome name. Some more villains should be named Xanatos.
Yeah. And be played by the same guy.
Yeah.
Captain Riker. Riker.
Commander.
Commander. Yeah. He's always Commander.
Yeah, I think he was in Stuart Little too, or...
Wow, everyone's in that.
I saw him in some...
Really?
Wow. No, either... I watched a couple of movies on the
weekend.
But he was in some movie that I watched. I can't remember what it is now. And he played like this normal, really normal guy.
Oh,
it was weird.
Well, he's pretty normal in Star Trek, too.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's just like serious Riker.
Serious
Captain. Got permission to use phasers, Captain.
Scratching. Engage.
So Chris, what did you think of Iron Man? Jude said you had an opinion.
It was all right.
Dang.
Iron Man is the longest talking about
the list. Without the comedy,
Was it
enough action scenes there. I hated that when I saw that he was gonna do the sky thing. It was like, oh,
what sky?
Remember, fly up to the sky. That's how we're gonna beat him.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, how's your icing thing?
What?
What? Yeah.
I might just unleash a whole like barrage of missiles. Or like with a photon cannon.
But see, no War Machine. Because War Machine would have showed all the action. Because like all those guns and stuff.
I want to see a hero movie where the hero doesn't get completely beaten up before he beats the bad guy. Because it would have been cool if Iron Man's fighting him, and just at the end he's like...
It always has to be a struggle.
Nah, just...
But
it would be so much cooler just to see Iron Man juggle this guy around in the air.
Oh, it's too strong.
Daredevil shoots Kingpin. See, that was good.
Rain comes down.
He had to get beat up first, and then he broke his knees.
A lot of people got pissed because the Kingpin was black in that
movie. Yeah, and then...
So, why is he black? Because he's big and fat.
Because there are no big fat white guys to take him from.
John Goodman!
Yeah, John Goodman.
His face isn't round enough. Like, the Clark Duncan has the, like, bald
head. They
put
prosthetics.
I don't know.
Make his face
bigger.
Then
make his head bigger.
Cares.
Make like, bald and bald.
Should be funny.
You should eat more.
No, okay,
it's
then...
It's supposed to be funny.
You can't have a larger body. Because remember, Kingpin's like a,
yeah,
like a
huge.
Big ball,
yeah,
and then he has a tiny head.
Okay. He's got like small feet, he can like, somehow
yeah.
support himself.
I can't take John Goodman seriously. He's always Roseanne's husband.
Dan,
yeah.
Quiet, Roseanne. Yeah. So go see Iron Man,
yeah.
Please.
Phil, you didn't say what you thought of it.
I already did. I said
okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a good movie.
Okay.
Alright. Iron Man and other things.
I saw War Inc.
War
Inc.
John Cusack. Oh.
I might fall on you.
Shift over.
Shift into turbo.
What's War Inc?
John Cusack.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Sounds pretty bad.
Oh, it's actually pretty good.
No. Better than Iron Man?
Yeah, I liked it more than Iron Man. But that's because I wasn't expecting much from War Inc.
Was Hilary Duff like useful in the movie?
She was like an Arabic pop star, so she had like an accent.
She doesn't even look Arabic. What the hell?
Yeah, but you know how that is.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's funny because he played
well, Japanese guy. John Cusack. John Cusack is
Serendipity.
Yeah. That movie.
And that's basically what everyone knows of us.
I don't know.
Serendipity.
Wasn't he in Notting Hill? Or was that
Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Basically the same.
You know that famous scene where you see a guy holding up a stereo?
Yeah.
And like some songs playing?
Oh, yeah.
That
but
was
Peter
the,
Gabriel?
I forgot why. Not Serendipity.
Peter
that's
Gabriel.
That's Say Anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look him up.
You know he was in that movie Samuel Jackson?
Who's also
through.
Nick Fury!
Oh, that guy!
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I know who you're talking about now. 1408.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 1408. That movie looks bad.
It was alright, actually. Even though I just watched half before the internet cut out.
True.
No touchdown. Touchdown.
He's copying his toys.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Turn around. Obi-Wan, Han Solo.
Yeah.
It's just a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
It's next on the topic list.
Other things. The Canon Nothing Recommends, Part 3.
Uh-oh.
Jude, you've never done this before.
You have to recommend something.
This is where we recommend stuff to people.
Stuff.
Because
anything. Movie, music,
when
games.
I recommended
you can recommend
that South Park website.
Too. That's what we did the first time.
Yeah.
It was Phil Connors unexpected.
People must have pissed off.
Like, what do you recommend?
Canon
Nothing. What? What do you got, Jude?
Mm. Can I think about it?
What do you have? Okay.
Okay.
Derek, what do you have for our viewers?
I wasn't
listeners?
Ready either.
I don't know nothing.
GenerationAsthma.com.
Self-promotion.
Woo! I recommend seaweed snacks.
Seaweed snacks?
Yeah,
go to your local Asian
like
market.
Slices of seaweed. They're pretty good.
Seaweed snacks.
Hi, Robin's dad.
Chris, what do you recommend?
I recommend Gankutsu.
What?
Gankutsu.
Gan.
It's an anime based on the Count of Monte Crisco.
Crisco?
Oh,
Crisco?
Count of Monte Crisco.
I used to think that was
a fat guy.
But I want some butter.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared this month either.
Oh,
I recommend
I was the only one that thought about this.
Count of Monte Crisco.
Count of Monte Crisco.
it was worth it. I recommend Super Smash Bros. And Brawl, because my Xbox is broken. I can't play anything.
Oh, so now you're just playing Brawl?
I'm just playing Brawl.
I still need your friend code.
Oh, right, right.
I don't even play online.
Oh, you do?
Play with my girlfriend.
Played with Lobby. Lobby. And I played with other people, like, once, and that's it.
Like, just random?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too busy doing challenges.
Oh, the challenges are so boring.
I love challenges. I just like getting all the trophies and stuff.
How many trophies are there?
Lots.
Lots.
I forget.
Endless.
But there's,
endless amounts.
There's, like,
make sure
I think it's, like, 500 something. And there's 700
expansion.
Stickers.
Smash Bros. Expansion.
Add, would
like,
just trophies.
20 characters and a trophy. Or something.
Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah.
20 trophies and one character.
No, lots of characters.
Lots of characters.
I want to be
all,
like,
generic too.
Yeah.
All the same moveset.
Bring in all the Star Fox characters.
There's
Slippy!
Already three.
I want to be Slippy.
Yeah, they need Slippy.
I got the Slippy trophy.
They should put in gargoyles.
Yeah.
I recommend gargoyles.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't even that you don't remember.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember what happened to the show. I remember watching the show.
Brooklyn.
I liked the show.
Lexington. Broadway.
Bronx.
Goliath.
Who's the old
Hudson.
Guy?
Hudson.
Who's the girl again?
Elisa.
Was it? The gargoyle?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, the girl gargoyle is Demona.
Oh yeah, Demona.
Played by Counselor Troy.
Yeah.
She reminds me of Mystique.
Yeah, it's true.
Demona.
Demona.
Xanatos.
Xanatos.
And there's Aztec gargoyles, the snake bodies.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Awesome times.
So we all recommended something?
Yeah.
Okay. Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Gargoyles. Something.
Seaweed.
Mount Akani Crisco.
Mount Akani Crisco.
It's not even a Japanese thing. It's like a classic movie.
Oh, have you seen the, they released some, like, Dragon Ball posters for the movie, and one had a good picture of the new Goku, and he looks so lame.
I haven't seen any pictures
of
him.
I want to see Piccolo.
They actually had the effects of him with the energy ball in his hands.
Does it look good?
No, it looks really cheap.
Oh.
He's standing there, he's got his hair all gelled up and
Piccolo.
Weird.
Why
he's just like,
up?
Because it has to be the Goku hair.
Mr. Piccolo! Mr. Piccolo!
Is it based
Go on!
Mr. Piccolo!
Mr. Piccolo!
No, Mr. Piccolo!
What was it?
Out of the way, Goku!
Oh, Mr. Piccolo!
Mr. Piccolo!
Special beam cannon! Special beam cannon!
Everyone dies.
And then his new voice is like, Arr! Go on! Go on! Mr. Piccolo!
Kakarot! Kakarot! Kakarot!
Goku gets all nasally.
I'm Super Saiyan!
I'm Super Saiyan!
Gohan!
Gohan! Chi-Chi!
Wow.
Oh, Funimation.
How come those voices got so amateur when Funimation completely took over? Bring back Pioneer, the Ocean Group.
Ocean Group did make their own.
But for the Canadian one, right?
Yeah,
and then,
for Canada.
Canada.
I remember the Vegeta one for the America was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is this?
They all sounded like surfers for some reason.
Yeah.
I remember Tien and Yamcha, they both sounded
the same. Oh, yeah, they did. Hey, bro.
Because it's like the same, the voice director for that show does like 20 voices. And he does Vegeta and all the raspy guys, and they all sound the same.
Oh, like, what's saving money?
That's why Krillin's also raspy.
Goku! Destructo Disk! Engage!
Destructo Disk! I think Frieza was the only guy who was like actually sounded good.
He was
for
the
his
original
character.
Person.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
But then he had like an asthma attack or something.
Like on the show.
You told me that, Phil.
What?
Frieza. You told me that Frieza, it was the same
Frieza,
but her voice changed because it was some.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Because apparently the voice director was related to the voice actress.
Oh,
or something. That's what you told me.
I don't remember now.
Back in Green Eye.
Oh.
Back in Green Eye.
And Eric agreed with you.
When I knew everything about Dragon Ball Z and Star Wars. I don't know as much.
Oh.
I still remember what TIE Fighter stands for.
What?
Twin Ion Engine.
Whoa.
Mind boggling.
ETST. Something.
Something, something, ST.
I don't remember.
You should Wikipedia that. Just show
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Nah. Not now. Phil's doesn't matter. Wikipedia. Doesn't matter anymore.
No, he'll do it like next time when he comes back. Chris asked me again what it means. Yeah. I looked it up 2 weeks ago.
Send an email, Chris.
Send him Ziki Harry.
Ziki Harry.
Yeah.
Speaking of voice actors, I finally saw that Inside the Actors Studio with all the Simpsons characters.
Yeah.
Actors.
That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
What happened to Julie Kavner? She like disappeared.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
I don't know. Oh well.
What was
she
that?
Doesn't do much. She's just Marge. And Selma and Patty.
She only does two people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, Yardley Smith only does Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
And she was in Smart Guy.
The rest of them do like 5, 6, 7. 8,
she was also in, what's it called? That
Smart
cowboy
guy.
Movie.
TJ Henderson, fine young gentleman. He's super intelligent.
He's a smart guy. No, the second theme song was the best.
I don't remember
the hip-hop video one.
I didn't see that one. I haven't seen
it. It was like the whole video, the whole intro was overexposed, and they're all wearing these like mace costumes. They're so bright, and they're like the running suits. And then at the end, Marcus is like.
That's good.
Phil, your pillow's so flat. How do you sleep?
I like it that way.
Oh, I like it like nice and fluffy.
Nah, flat's the best. Flat. Flat Zone 2.
Smash Brothers. Power Rangers. How come you don't have any signed posters?
I never met any of them.
Are there Power Rangers conventions?
There was one, I told last year. But like, it was in LA.
Oh.
Power Morphicon.
Yeah, Johnny Young Bosch's dad was going to be there.
They were there. They performed like 2 times or something. I Shine. You ever listen to them?
No.
They're not that good. But Johnny Young Bosch sings and plays guitar.
Which one? Who's that?
The Black Ranger.
Adam.
Adam. The best Ranger.
Guy?
Better than Tommy.
Oh,
yeah.
No. No one's better than Tommy. Tommy's the best.
No, he's not.
He eats pitas with tomatoes in them and stuff. And that is.
Do you remember that, Chris? You shouldn't eat a hamburger. It's not good for your body.
I'll have what he's having then.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. And they always had those DARE commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drink and drive. Power Rangers said so.
I remember one time when it was Bulk and Skull, and the kids saw them. And they're like, hey, Bulk, why don't you hit Skull over the head? And Bulk's like, no, in real life, we're not like that. You shouldn't be either.
I guess they realized how much of an influence that show had on kids.
Actually wanted to be Bulk and Skull.
I guess so. My favorite Power Ranger is Bulk.
Do you remember? Oh, you didn't watch it much. There were like episodes when they tried to be Power Rangers and they had their own costumes.
They did?
Yeah. And they had a dream sequence where they took over the Megazord.
Oh, wow.
It was so good.
Awesome.
Good.
Is that in the Japanese version?
No. I wish Bulk and Skull were in the Japanese version.
English-speaking people.
Don't.
You remember this? I completely forgot about that one.
Do.
Did you already have some theme song?
No.
Here
comes Ernie. Here comes Ernie. Stop.
He like never moves.
He has a juice bar. What's
he even make juice? Marry me and smile.
We call him Gondam.
Oh, so creepy.
I'm gonna protest doing stuff like that. I hate watching that.
But that was the best part with Zordon. He's like,
I never watched that. So gross. I can't even see the wedding scene. It's just weird. All those dead bodies look like the guy from Scream.
That was cool. Fine.
Yes!
So good.
Oh,
no. So, ourselves your fans.
No!
Well, let's finish up soon. This is
how long have we been going for?
An hour.
Almost. less than 20 seconds to an hour.
Alright.
Let's wait.
Sorry for this podcast being all crazy and cool.
They're always crazy and cool.
Too bad they can't see your hand gestures.
Yeah, sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're just crazy.
Five.
Unless
four,
it's the sad cast.
Three, two, one.
Jude, anything to say?
1 hour.
Not really.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you said something.
Alright, should we do emails?
Yep. You mean email.
Email.
Can you
email? Can
email.
I didn't bring out my keyboard. That's it. Pass me my guitar.
Oh, da da da. There, we did it.
Okay.
Da da.
Da da da. I'm gonna load up Reason and write Can emails in it.
E, F sharp,
nah,
A flat.
E, F sharp, no, E, F.
Oh, E, F,
A flat.
Where's Reason? Where's Reason?
E, F, A flat. E, F,
A flat.
Flat. Don't give it away.
No. But you said it on your first one.
Oh yeah, when we came up with the song the very first time.
Okay, Derek, what do you want? Polysonic synthesizer.
Okay.
Oh, there's no notes in there.
Da, da, da.
Digital sampler.
Da, da, da.
We'll use the farfisaorgan.
Why don't you play on your Filipino flute?
Alright, I'm not gonna do it here. Too much work.
Where is it?
I don't know. I have my harmonica.
Where's your clarinet?
Yeah, harmonica.
Where's your clarinet?
It's over there.
Play it on that. Can.
Emails.
Can. And.
What is it? EF A flat?
Yeah. And. E.
No, that's C. C.
Can. Emails.
That's E.
And. E. Nails. Can. E. Nails. Nails. E. Nails. And. E.
Awesome.
Rugrats.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Can.
Emails. Play Terra.
Where's G?
I don't know.
Sounds a lot happier than usual.
What?
Sounds a lot happier than usual.
What happened at the end of FF6? Did she get redeemed or whatever?
Well, I guess at the end.
Is it happy at the end?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Why can you play that but not
Because Ken emails are already written. This is the improvised Terra. Happy version.
Improvised candy.
Eat that, Nobuo.
Nobuo.
Eat that. I'm
writing
your
soundtracks. Coin song.
Okay, let's go to the
Alright. We got one email this.
Yeah. Thanks, Strider.
Send more emails.
Thanks, Strider.
From a very strange listener.
Strider.
Strange, but
Strider.
Awesome.
You want to read it, Derek?
Oh, it's okay. You can read it.
Alright. This email goes.
You have to get to scroll to the right and left.
This email goes. This is Robin's dad.
Hi, Robin's dad.
I didn't know that I had notoriety.
What?
Like Notorious B.I.G. A book. That's what B.I.G. does. It is... it is true that when Robin listens to your cast, that I am often in the same room and have made comments to her about it. As a music teacher, my ears tell me that you guys could use a producer. You have possibilities, i.e. Edward Huang, but better in tune. Is that... Who is that?
I don't know.
Who's Ed... Whoa. Is that the guy from American Idol?
Maybe.
What was his name?
Remember that guy, that Chinese guy from American Idol who got...
Mike's like here. I don't know if that picked you guys up for anything. Anyway.
Oh, he's making fun of us. Okay.
But better in... No, he says we're better in tune.
Than Edward Huang.
Yeah. And we have possibilities. Your creativeness can extend into parody or original material to express yourselves.
Thank you.
You could even offer your tunes for sale and make back some of the money that your parents put out for your education.
Ouch!
I like that part. I think the cat listens to you guys too. He just walked in singing a cat tune that you might be able to use.
What?
He said something like, "Meow, meow, ah, ah."
Write a song.
Harmonica.
Alright, thank you, cat thing.
Keep up
the good work and develop your podcast into something even your parents can be proud of.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Is that like, is he bad mouthing us with that? Does that mean it's not good? People can't be proud of this?
He's being sarcastic.
Maybe.
Whatever. If your kids were doing this, would you be proud?
I'd rather sad. Are you proud that your daughter's listening to this, or do you want her to make her own podcast?
Maybe it's that. Maybe
it's that jealous. Was the most well-composed email we've ever received.
No, I think Zeke Harry was pretty good, too.
Okay.
My name is Zeke Harry.
Sorry, you lose out to Zeke Harry.
But you're pretty close. You're pretty up there.
Since you're a music teacher, I'm going to play you a song, and you have to tell me, email me with all the notes. Since your ear is so good, you can tell we need a producer. Tell me
do
what
you
these notes
a producer?
Are.
Generation Access producer.
Harmony.
Good job.
That's why it's called a harmonica. How many notes can you play per minute?
On what?
It's like typing speed. 69 notes.
I remember there's this thing, I'm not sure, it's probably fake, but they're like, oh, this guy played 48 notes on his guitar in 1 second, and you listen to the file, it's just like,
That's like in
good.
Family Guy.
Very useful talent.
Peter says he can say all of the states in 1 second, yeah. And he just goes, bah!
Thank you for your email, and shame on everybody else who
didn't send an email, Robin.
See, this is what you should do. Don't wait until we say we're going to do a podcast. Don't wait until you think we're going to do the podcast, because we don't always do it at the same time. First day of the month hits, then you send in your email.
Yeah, send in it like Robin's dad.
Oh, and when you send in emails, in the title, put podcast in it or something, because sometimes they go to my junk mail and I don't know what they are. And sometimes I check the junk mail, and some of them seem like they might be some maybe email.
Like,
yeah, so, yeah.
Like, to your podcast, I can't really respond. We should read some of those.
My inbox is empty right now, though.
Oh.
Sorry.
Next time.
And that's... Is that it?
Yep.
Is there anything else?
Anything else? Nope. Not that I can think of.
Derek, what are you doing?
I'm taking it easy. Because I'm lazy.
Slow and take it easy.
Have you updated your ink blur?
No.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, there was a new one today.
There was?
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's like a guy, he's a superhero or something.
He's a burrito.
He's a burrito.
I like that poison one, though. That was cool.
Oh, thank
are
you
dead yet? Dude, do you read Ink Flirt?
Oh, inkflirt.com.
If you do, maybe you'll be featured in it like I was.
Oh, yeah.
I bet everyone's jealous.
Even though Phil's
but
like
Jude enemy. Did that comic that had me and Derek in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And I killed someone with a lightsaber.
It was Derek.
He cut me in half.
Yeah. Dude, how come you don't
that was a long time ago. That was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, I think 2-3 years ago.
Another comic.
Write us a review for Iron Man. A mini review.
I just printed out. I just sent you an audio file.
Yeah. Jude's audio review of Iron Man. Harmonica makes everything so happy.
I know.
Harmonicas are only happy.
Wow.
was pretty cool. Do that again.
Whammy.
Yeah, whammy. Whammy part.
See, they can add that in rock.
Oh. What do you have to do that?
I'm just like, I don't know how to explain it.
Dude, I mean, like, is it just?
It's not the real way to bend notes.
Oh.
There's supposed to be a way to get your blues.
Flanger, do flanger.
No, wah wah.
Flanger with your mouth.
I'll do tremolo.
Okay.
Yeah. Now do wah wah.
Just talk through your harmonica.
Can you do the Peter Frampton thing on your harmonica?
Oh, no, you need a talk box.
You should do that, get it.
Cool, can you
feel?
Can you feel?
It's not that much fun to play. I thought it'd be more fun.
Eric got another Fallout Boy song.
Oh yeah.
Ending the podcast
with Fallout Boy
with a song.
Let's end it with
the English version.
That's not long. Just cut it off after like
out of you. Under you. Let's get down to business. The Hans.
Come on, Donnie Osmond, man.
Donnie
Osmond. I know, what do you have against Donnie? What are you putting in? What is it? I can't see.
Alright, here we go!
On the half shell, then the heroes four. In this day and age, who could ask
for more?
The crime wave is high. With
murders
mysterious, all police and detectives are furious because they can't find the source of this lethally evil force.
He's going into it in this
show. That's what I'm
talking about. I'm a reporter. Call April O'Neil in on this case. And you better hurry up. There's no time to waste.
I'm